Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're speaking with Andy Hyatt. He's the Texas State Director with Canines for Warriors. Caninesforwarriors.org. Now, Andy, that's K9, the number S, then F-O-R, warriors.org, right?
That is correct.
And I want to talk to you about your expansion into Texas here in a little bit, but first let's just talk about the organization. What is Canines for Warriors? As if somebody didn't put it together in the name already, but if you could tell us, what is it?
Well, Canines for Warriors is the largest service dog provider for post-9/11 veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, or military sexual trauma. As of December 2019, we've graduated 596 warrior canine teams and rescued over 1,140 dogs. Now, that number's not an even number. You know, it matches up, but the dogs that don't make our program, we find them home. So they don't go back to a shelter. We find them a forever home.
Now, what makes a service dog so special for these guys that need them? What is it that a service dog does for them?
Well, what you find is at least 20 veterans who served in the post-9/11 military commit suicide every day. And we work to help. You know, part of our mission is to reduce that. Our goal is to get information out there to help reduce that. Roughly 20% of post-9/11 veterans suffer from PTS, which is about 700,000, over 700,000 veterans. And they are at higher risk for suicide. It's been proven through studies. And in conjunction with that, about 700,000 dogs a year are euthanized. So we are trying to save two lives when we save a dog.
Now, you said 20 a day commit suicide. And I just want to mention that again because that's just so shocking to me. That number seems really high.
When you look at the number of veterans that we have that have the PTS, 700,000, that is a statistic. And that's the ones that are reported. You know, it could be higher. There could be veterans. You know, suicide's not always reported by police departments. And these are the ones that choose to report, the families choose to report it. So it's it could be a higher number. I think it had gone up a little bit, but it stays right around 20 a day.
Where does Canines for Warriors, where do you find the veterans?
Well, we actually, the veterans find us. We just get our information out there. We've got veterans in almost every state in the union, including Guam and Puerto Rico. We have a network that just gets the information out, and they'll go on our website, caninesforwarriors.org, and there's an application process. It's not a long application process, but it's a long waiting period after you get in our program. So we just put our information out there. We go for grants. We go for information. We've got a team that advertises that does PR for us through, you know, shows like yours. And we just get this information out there. And we are trying to get it out more and more. Surprisingly, how many people, how many veterans don't know about us until they see us somewhere. So we try to get out there as much as we can visibly to promote our mission.
So the veterans find you. Where do you find the dogs?
It just depends. About 90% of our dogs come from shelters. the city of San Antonio alone takes in about 800 dogs a month. Now, bear in mind, all those dogs are not able to be in our program because there's a lot of small dogs, a lot of dogs that are sick and just, you know, are not fit or they're too old. We typically look for dogs that are about 21 inches to the shoulder, have excellent hips and good health because they need to be able to support a veteran if they fall or need help getting up or that type of thing. So we look at different shelters throughout the Southeast. We have some employees that are out, some independent contractors that are out that find the dogs and bring them to us. We also have a puppy raising program that we start training dogs that are very young as puppies, and some, you know, about 8, 12, 15 weeks old, and we start getting them some training, and they go through this process here. We also work through a couple of prison systems, once notably in outside of Montgomery, Alabama, where prisoners help us train our dogs, but our dogs are 90% come from shelters.
And what does it cost to train a dog to help out a veteran?
Approximately $27,000, and it depends on the length of time the dog is in the training. For instance, we just transported a dog from San Antonio, and she graduated last week. She was a Belgian Malinois, and she had actually only been here for approximately, I guess, 6 to 7 weeks, which is a short time. Typically, it's 3 to 4 months. But she was in a puppy raising program. Our kennel manager in San Antonio had raised her from a puppy and donated her to our program. So it just depends on the length of time the dog is here. And, of course, there is no charge to the veteran. It's all expenses are paid.
Yeah, I think maybe that's the other surprising thing when I looked at your website was the amount that it costs to train the dogs. And obviously, you are looking for grants as well as donations. You'll accept donations off the website. Is that true?
Absolutely. And we have some major donors, but we also have a lot of individuals, a lot of families that donate to our organization, to our mission, to help us. It takes the village. It's not just two or three huge donors. We partnered with Petco out in San Antonio, and they've provided a big donation to us for our project out there. But typically, it's a lot of donors that just have a passion for veterans and probably equally as much a passion for dogs as well and rescue dogs.
We're speaking with Andy Hyatt. He's a Texas State Director with Canines for Warriors. It's caninesforwarriors.org. Now, we talked a little bit about the training process for the dogs. Is there a training program for the veterans, too? And if so, where does that take place?
Yes, there is. We have a program that's been proven, obviously, with the number of graduates we've had. We've had a high success rate. And actually, of the veterans that we've trained and the dogs we've paired, we've got a 98% success rate. We've had a couple commit suicide, but other than that, we are very successful. There's even studies by Purdue University and other groups out there that have proven that service animals do reduce PTSD, and a lot of our veterans even come off their medication. But when they come here, after they've gone through their lengthy waiting process, they get their application. Obviously, the first thing they have to be diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, a traumatic brain injury, or military sexual trauma. Then they qualify to apply, and we have a group of warrior relations team that works with that veteran going through the application process. We don't just say fill it out and show up, you know, like buying a new car. Right. We actually hold your hand through the process. To put it, you know, kind of simple terms there, but once they get into the program and they're accepted and they're given a date to come, which right now we have a 14 to 18 month waiting period, depending on male or female, and we do not have co-ed classes, so we have individual, and there's more males in the military than females, but they come here to Ponte Vedra, Florida at our Camp K-9 at our headquarters to go through a 21-day training program, very intense training program, and again, at no cost to the veterans. And we also have follow-up a year to 2 years later, and then every 2 years after that to recertify the dog.
Now, you mentioned Camp K-9 in Florida. What's going on with Canines for Warriors in Texas? You got something happening down in San Antonio, right?
That is correct, sir. We just recently broke ground. Actually, we did it a little on December 6th. We had the ceremonial groundbreaking, and sometime in January, early February, we'll start moving dirt and hopefully go vertical. Probably by the end of February, 1st of March, start with that, the actual construction. We got to do some land prep prior to that, but we're going to build a 26-run kennel there. We're going to invest probably about $1.4 million into the economy there in San Antonio. We're working with a construction outfit there that's based in San Antonio and going to be working with several subcontractors to get them on board with us. We have a capital campaign program going on, so we're getting the information out. But we also have administrative facility as part of this, as part of the kennel, and we'll have some quarantine kennels. That should be approximately a 5,000 square foot facility. And, you know, we don't know what our plans are after that, but there could be more plans. It's, a lot of things are still in the discussion stages here in our headquarters, but I'm actually in Florida now, but we'll be discussing more about Texas and our westward expansion in the upcoming months and year. But we should have a ribbon cutting. We are hoping all things move forward in a positive manner, probably sometime around the end of August to middle of September.
When you open the San Antonio location, will that bring down the wait list? Because your wait list is kind of substantial. Will you end up with shorter wait list times then?
Well, it will put a dent in it. However, it'll be a small dent. One thing that we're doing here is in Jacksonville, Florida, we are building a 200-run kennel. So that we're going to start pulling more dogs. That is our supply is what we have a problem with. You know, there's a high demand from warriors, but our supply is kind of low. We do need to build that up, and we've developed this partnership with the city of San Antonio. And eventually, you know, even more of Texas, we will start, you know, working with more in other cities. There's other cities in and around San Antonio and Austin that have started to reach out to me and to us about, you know, their population of rescue dogs. So we're looking at that more and more. We anticipate a minimum of 200 dogs per year to be rescued from the city of San Antonio Animal Care Services. We think that number will go up a little bit. It just depends on how quickly we get the kennel built here, which is about a year to 14, 15 months away. So we'll be able to transport dogs hopefully about every 3 to 4 weeks. Once we have the dogs rescued or are chosen in San Antonio, we'll go through a process of their health, checking heartworms, checking their hips, checking their blood work, everything, just to make sure that they fit our program. We do temperament testing on to make sure that, you know, they're not going to bite somebody's hand when you go to move their bowl and when they're around people. So we've already sent over 11 dogs from San Antonio here. Our first graduate was last week, and I understand we'll probably have a couple more graduates in January and soon to follow in February. So we're picking the best, if you will, but we're working really close with the city of San Antonio. We really appreciate their partnership.
And again, we're speaking with Andy Hyatt. He's the Texas State Director with Canines for Warriors. And like you said, Andy, you're not just saving one life, you're saving two with this organization.
That is correct. And we're all very passionate about that very thing here at Canines for Warriors. Our founder and her son founded this organization in 2011 when her son went to Afghanistan, Iraq, to train dogs for the military. When he came back, she said it wasn't her same son. You know, there's something that changed. So they got together, came up with this program, and founded this, and they started in a little house not far from where our headquarters is, and we just expanded and exploded. I think they've gone from about, you know, 12 to 14 employees, and we're all the way up to probably in the mid-80s, low 90s. So we've got a 24-hour-a-day process here that goes on. You know, and again, we're service after the sale. I want to interject that, you know, our warriors, if they need anything, anytime, any day, all they have to do is call our warrior relations team, and we respond. We don't turn our back on them. We watch their backs, and as we say, we have their sixes.
Well, you do valuable work for both the dogs and the veterans. Before we wrap things up, as we run out of time, do we leave anything out? Is there anything you'd like to add before we let you go?
I guess the biggest thing is, you know, I'm going to be getting out there more and more. I've spent some time in Austin since I've been out there. I just came out in August, but we're really excited about our opportunities, and we're going to be getting out more and going to, events and taking our dogs out and just trying to save those lives one at a time. But we have a passion. We have a desire to help reduce the suicide rates among veterans, and we are making that part of our mission statement now and our goal to do that and to bring awareness to it. You can't throw money at it. You have to just get information out there and just talk about the buddy system. And, you know, we have, not to belabor the point, but we do have a movie out there called The Canine for Warrior Story, A New Leash on Life. And I think if people watch that, they get a better handle of the results of our program. I think that's one thing you'd see.
Well, just from glancing at your website is very moving. Just the whole story was kind of getting me to bring tears to my eyes and getting me to well up just a little bit.
That's true. And one thing here, I'm in Florida now, and one thing that we get occasionally working in the office is our trainers, as they bring a dog through the office, we'll get to make a friend. That's one of the commands, is to make a friend. And, you know, that's just the highlight of a lot of our days, is to be able to play with these dogs and these puppies as they come through the office. We don't get to do that much because they're here working and they're here training for their mission. We do take a little break, you know, two or three minute break to spend some time with the puppies.
That's Andy Hyatt. He's a Texas State Director with Canines for Warriors. If you'd like information, figure out how you can volunteer or help out, caninesforwarriors.org. Andy, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us here on Inside Austin.
Yes, sir. Thank you so very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.